I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, Doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we've got stuff for you. As usual, we like having stuff. And some of our stuff is actually pretty cool. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. By the way, have I asked you to subscribe to this channel recently? Probably not. You should. You should subscribe. I mean, after all, if you'll go over here and click the little dinger, click the subscribe button and the bell. You know, it's important to click the bell, too, because if you don't click the bell, you won't get notified when we release excellent video like this one. Yes. Well, we try, okay? Anyway, do that. Subscribe. The more people that subscribe, the better off we'll all be. We're going to be talking about this. See if I can hold it anywhere near correctly in so it'll stay in focus. This is the Own, O-N-N, Own. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's got two N's. Own. Anyway, this is the Own TV. Android TV device from Walmart, of all places. Walmart. And as I said on the last show, which unfortunately was 2 weeks ago, not a week ago like it should be, but I said on that show at the very end that it was $19. It's on sale for $19. You get everything in this package for $19. Dude. Anyway, it is splendid and worthwhile, as you will see in mere moments as we demo it. But before I do that, do I have anything I could use as a visual aid? Well, I have a Sony remote. Close enough. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If you look at this picture here, you will see I have two antennae here in my studio on top of my computer cabinet. Okay, that's what we're looking at there. Now, one antenna is facing that way, and the other antenna is facing that way, basically opposite of each other. You see what I mean there? Okay, the reason I do that is because in my particular case, where I am located, there are TV towers facing one direction, and there are TV towers facing the other direction. And they both have channels on them that I want to see. So if I turn the antenna, if I only had one antenna, and I turn the antenna toward the majority of the stations, it would be completely opposite from these other stations that I want. What to do? Well, obviously, if I have one dish-type antenna facing this way and another one facing this way and they're back-to-back, and then you try to run both feeds into one output feed, you're going to have multipath interference, and you're going to eliminate channels, and that's what happens. Now, it's a conundrum because I want stations for both directions. So what did I do? What I did is this. I bought a home run, HD home run, video DVR tuner, four tuners in one box like this, and I bought two of them. And I hooked one antenna to one and one antenna to the other, and then I can receive and record off of both directions. Now, you may say, Dr. Bill, that's nuts. That's overkill. That's crazy. Yes. But I'm that determined to get really clear, crisp video and not subscribe to cable and own the whole system. It's mine. Okay? So, a little bit of the supervillain vibe going there. Anyway, so I have those two systems set up. Now, you might say, well, Dr. Bill, what are you going to do? Unhook a TV from one and hook it to the other? No, because see, the HD Home Run is a network-based tuner. And I can have two sources going into one unified system through a product that is this week's Geek Software of the Week. Whoa! The drum roll is running a little bit late there, but that's okay. We're okay with that. The Geek Software of the Week this week is Channels DVR. Okay, here's the URL right here. Channels DVR, go there, and it is absolutely free to download and to set up and to try. And if you want some other special features, you can pay a fee, and it's not that expensive. But it's very cool, and I'm going to show you what I mean by that by looking at how all of this comes together. Now, in order for that demo, I use the OWN TV, okay? I keep tilting it. I don't mean to tilt it. That's a little bit better. I use the OWN TV device, this box, and I hook that up, which has a Wi-Fi connection to the network, and it is an Android TV device, and the channel's client app runs on Android. Okay, so I install that, and then go to the device and check it out and see what you think. All right, this is Android TV, basically a standard Android TV from the OWN TV box. All right, now what we're going to do is go into the Channels DVR app, which is the first app that we see here with the one with the purple background. We go into that. This is the TV guide portion. I'm going to jump down here to channel 8. And we'll play just a few seconds. I don't want to get in copyright issues.
Tyler, thank you so much.
So we're going to back out of this. Go back to the guide. And let's go over here to the side. We just swipe over to the side. And now you can see these are the programs I have recorded. This is the schedule of recordings coming up that I can set. And then let's go back up to, here we go. This is a feature called Discover. This allows you to see what's on right now on all the different channels. I'm going to go down to settings and go over into manage sources. And there you can see HDFX 4K, two of them, because those are the two devices, the HD Home Runs. I can come down here and adjust the source priority of those boxes as to which one comes first. Then we can go back over to left side menu and back into the guide. And what I want to show you now is coming over to the Puffin TV browser. I can come in here and we've got Speak Faith TV Today, Speak Faith TV, which is the Speak Faith TV Today. We selected that. And you can see I've got all of these videos. I even have my videos here available on speakfaith.today. I can come up here, click it, and it'll start playing the Speak Faith netcast. Okay? So it's on demand anytime you want it. I can back out, and I can back out yet again in the Puffin TV browser and back out yet again. That'll take me where I can go to Speak Faith TV Live, which is sftv.io. I click that, and it will play what is airing live right now
Wasabi.
As this was recorded yesterday.
But I'd rather have 10% of 100
SpeakFaith.tv, the live stream.
90% of 50,000.
Okay?
I know you're trying to figure that right now. You're going, nah. Now, what'd you say that again?
I love Mark Hankins. Anyway, let me back out again.
In other words.
And let's back out once again. and an exit out, and you can see we can go back to the channel's DVR. Okay, you see how that works? Now that's pretty cool. So two antennas facing different directions going into one software system, providing me all the channels I want, all the control, all the capability to record and watch and so forth, and the addition of being able to watch Speak Faith TV and SpeakFaith.today through the Android TV system. Now, for $19, this device is awesome. So I encourage you to get the device. You don't have to get the HD home runs and do everything that I did, okay? That's just me being a super geek. But if you want to see SpeakFaith.tv and SpeakFaithToday, as I showed you in the demo, that part of the demo you can do by simply only getting the own TV device. Hope you enjoyed that. I got a lot to talk to you about. Lots of stuff I want to cover next time. Always got to keep you coming back, okay? So check it out next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.